focus and surrounded by serving God and being sanctified in Jesus. Amen. Look to the offer and finish of our faith. We praise you tonight, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far, Lord. God, we know it's going to take you to carry us the rest of the way. I know we're running the race, but God, we need help in this race. God, keep our wind up. Keep our sails up. God, keep our batteries charged. Keep our heart on fire. Thank God. Give us something to look forward to, God. Every day, God. Bless us along this way. Keep your hand of mercy, your love, and mind. God, keep your spirit out in front of us, your word. Help us, Lord, to follow you, God. Let us hear that voice. You said a sheep will not follow another one. Praise the Lord. And we thank you tonight, God. God, let your will be done in the church and our lives. God, let every request be made known. And God, we pray that you answer every request. God, bless every request that's been given in, every uplifted hand. God, every need tonight, Lord, see to it that they be met, God. God, there's a lot of different things going on with your people, Lord. But God, we know you can deliver us out of them all. Praise God. We know there's nothing too hard for you, God. Nothing too far away that you can't reach it, God. Nothing too small, nothing too big, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, just ask you to take full control of everything, God. And let us be in the will of God. God, let it all be done for the glory of God. The recognition of your name. Love, mercy, power, God. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, God. Amen.
by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows His will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. It's all down here.
Sometimes you tell the piano player she's playing too high or he whatever, but when you're singing it too high, what happened to the piano player?
Well, this is blue season.
I believe that's just that some song that seems like you ain't meant to sing or something. You know.
Stop right there.
There's some songs seem like one person easier for them to sing than it is for you, and then there's some songs easier for you to sing than it is for others. But it always carries me right back to Brother Robert Lee.
Stop.
It don't make no difference what chord it was in or what key it was in. It don't make no difference who was singing it. It don't make no difference how long he'd been singing. He could sing. Now that was one fellow that was blessed to sing. The Lord blessed him, anointed him to sing. I tell you, that song, Love Lifted Me, it makes me think of a little slogan I sang one time. It said something about it. Love could save you. You can live forever. That's the way it is with Jesus. He so loved the world. He sent His only begotten Son, no man should perish, but have everlasting life. If love can save you, you can live forever. Praise the Lord. Love will lift you up out of the miry pits of clay, down in the sinking sand. It'll lift you up. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, if love don't touch your heart, I don't think that will. And God loves us. He loves the sinner, the backslider. He loves all of us. It's according to their works they get the punishment, not His works. You know that? God blessed Adam and Eve. They was in a place of paradise. They had no works and no worries. The only thing they had to do was keep up the little old Garden of Eden. They was put there to dress it, keep it, and take care of it. Praise the Lord, we'll have another Garden of Eden one of these days. When the Lord comes back to the earth, reign 1,000 years, this is going to be like the Garden of Eden all over again. Praise the Lord. Let's sing us another. Lord willing, we'll cut Sister Amy loose and let her have maybe 1 foot past 10 o'clock. 169.
Give me peace Give me joy, give me love. Let my life be a light shining out through the night. May I help struggling ones to the fold, spreading cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Let my life be a light to some soul.
Give me soul's fire, let my light be on fire,
shining out to the world as a guide. Help me rescue someone sinking now with no hope,
that in heaven shall ever abide.
Let my
church hymn. You want to lead that sister B?
No,
that's page 57. I'm sorry, 57.
Praise God. crown. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Wear a bright and shining crown. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem.
Must Jesus
bear the cross alone,
and
all the world go free.
For there's the cross for
everyone, and there's a cross for me.
At the cross,
where I first saw the light, where the burden of my soul rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That made that pretty good, huh? Thank the Lord.
Appreciate the Lord tonight. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to be back in Daniel. So I told him this morning, Sister Bay, not even get your bookmark at Daniel. So we might be in Daniel some for a little while. Don't take your bookmark out of Psalms, because we still have to go back to Psalms. So. But right now, the Lord's kind of been leading me to Daniel the last couple of, well, this past week, he's been leading me to Daniel. So. Unless I may end up in Daniel some for the next couple of weeks. The first place of scripture is Daniel chapter 2 and verse 48. Start with verse 48. Now we're going to be going to some more chapters in Daniel. But we'll start off in chapter 2, verse 48. It's Daniel chapter 2. Verse 48. And y'all pray for my voice, because as Daddy so kindly pointed out, it is rough and ragged a little bit. But the last part of my cold seemed like it's getting that tickle out of your throat. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 48. And the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him a ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over all the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat at the gate of the king. That's the important part of that verse. Daniel sat at the gate of the king. Now, moving to chapter 3 and verse 30. This is coming in after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had been through the fire furnace, and after they got out. Chapter 3 and verse 30. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now, skipping over to chapter 5 and verse 17. That's Daniel 5 and 17. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation." Okay. Now, when Daniel was first getting all his rewards, him and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had been captured together from Jerusalem when Nebuchadnezzar raided Jerusalem, and he took, I believe it was 12 of the young boys who were being trained to be wise men, trained to be
wise and have plenty of education. Everybody back then didn't get education. Only those that were going to be groomed to be priests or Pharisees, and then they are the ones that read the scripture to everybody else. Everybody else couldn't read the scripture. So they told me, they taught these boys, they were teaching them different languages, teaching them how to translate the scriptures, teaching them how to read, how to do math and sciences. They were getting an education. So when Nebuchadnezzar raided through Jerusalem and through Israel, he said, you know, these 12 boys are the finest of the stock. Said, so I'll capture them and I'll keep them for my own. Said, they'll be my own wise men and astrologers, etc. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, they come in the Babylon together. They step together. It was them four. Now, none of the rest of the names of any of the others are mentioned. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel had a special place. And when Daniel got through being in the lion's den, or before he got in there, he was a good interpreter of dreams. He interpreted things. He had a lot of wisdom. He was faithful. All of his work was faithful. All of it was accurate. And the king promoted him. And he said, well, will you promote Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with me? And they got over certain of the affairs, but Daniel sat at the king's gate. Right. He was important. He was more special to King Nebuchadnezzar than any of the other 11. They devalued Daniel because Daniel, he always said in the scripture that Daniel had the spirit of the gods in him. He didn't know exactly what God he was talking about, but something was in Daniel. And the Lord takes care of his own.
Right.
But after Shadrach, Meshach went through the fire furnace, they got promoted to him.
Right.
Well, after King Nebuchadnezzar died, his son Belshazzar, he started ruling the kingdom. Right. And he was more wicked than Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar done things he wasn't supposed to. But at the end, Nebuchadnezzar got better. He admitted who the Lord was. He admitted that he didn't have any of the things he had by himself, that the Lord had blessed Daniel, and that the Lord allowed Nebuchadnezzar to have. He said, the Lord, he's the King of Kings, not me. But Belshazzar was different. Belshazzar didn't have any upbringing in the Lord. He didn't care about the Lord. He didn't care about anything. He was disrespecting the Lord. And when the handwriting came on the wall, his wife said, well, Daniel helped your father in times like this, so maybe he can help you. And he got Daniel, and Daniel said, you can keep your gifts. He said, I don't want any gifts from you. You know, Mama, you don't have to take what the deal the devil gives you.
That's right.
Daniel had already been blessed. The Lord had already looked after Daniel. And Daniel was sitting at the king's gate. There was no more. He couldn't be blessed no more than he was already blessed.
Right.
Daniel and his friends, they were already over Babylon. They had good names. They had good jobs. What they done, they were good at. They were blessed. They had plenty of money.
Yeah,
if they wanted a wife, they had their wives. They had their children. They were blessed. They didn't have to take what Belshazzar offered them.
Right.
Belshazzar said, well, I'll give you more. I'll give you this and I'll do that. But they didn't have to take it.
Right.
Y'all help me. I'm fixing to get loose here. Belshazzar said, but I want to give you these things for payment. And you know, that's what the devil does sometimes, Brother Darrell. He'll say, well, I tell you what, I can make things a whole lot easier if you just do them this way. But Sister B, you have to see that saying says you got to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
You have to stick to your guns.
Right.
People and things come to you and they'll say, well, let's do it like this. It'll be easier if we do it like this. You have to stick to what you know. Mama always says, I take the road I know. Daniel said, I've already been blessed. The Lord already has it worked out for me. I already have. I'll tell you what, if the blessing, you ain't already been blessed, you will be. You stick with what you know. You don't have to make a different deal with the devil. Say, let's do it this way. Bless me a different way. Daniel said, I already have the blessings of the Lord. I don't need your blessings. I don't need whatever you have to offer. Whatever you have to offer would never be good enough to what the Lord has. Said, I'm at the king's gate. You can't get no closer than at the king's gate. He said, my friends are with me. My family's with me. Whatever it is, I have it already. I don't need nothing from you.
Right.
And I tell you what, friend, if friends ain't family and family ain't with you, they will be if you stick with the Lord.
Yeah.
They will be. We don't know the Lord's plan, Sister, but it's always better than the devil's deal.
That's right.
The Lord's deal is always better than the devil's deal. Daniel said, I'm already up here at the king's gate. Said, there's nothing else you can give me.
Right.
I bet he said, if it's hardship, the Lord's hardship is better than the devil's ease. Said, I'd rather take this deal. I'd rather go this way than I would any other way.
That's right.
Mama, they come to you and they'll say, well, if you just do it like this, you just give me this. I'll give you this. We can work it out. There is no working it out. We don't work things out with the devil. You don't work things out with Belshazzar. Nebuchadnezzar, you might can help Nebuchadnezzar, but you don't work things out with Belshazzar. As soon as the devil shows you his face, there is no working things out. You don't have to take his deal. You don't have to bend under him and let him tell you what to do. Daniel said, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to give you the word of God, but you're not going to give me anything. That's the way we fight the devil. You give him the word, you give him the fight, but you don't let him leave anything with you. He said, just if you give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile. He said, you leave stuff with him, but you don't let him leave anything with you. Sister B, you don't even need a seed of what the devil's got. Not even a thought. Not even a consideration of whatever he's offering. Whatever he's offering is bad. Whatever the Lord's offering is good. If it ain't nothing, if it's a mountain, if it's a valley, if it's the hardest trial we ever face, the Lord is better always than the devil's road of ease. Because it's a mirage. And it looks like, well, if I could just go through this door, it'd be easier. But it won't be. It won't be, Sister B. He told Belshazzar, he said, I'm going to give you the word of God. And I'm going to leave it like that.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to my position at the gate. Because see, sometimes we think, well, if we could do it this way, that'd be even better.
Yeah.
There is nothing better than where you are, except to get even closer. And you said, I'm at King's Gate.
Right.
That there couldn't be anything better than this. Sister B, we got knowledge. We know about the Lord.
Right.
You know, something's been bothering me since Friday. I found out my boss don't believe in women preachers. And the whole time I've been here, 7 years, I'm always talking about preaching, and you know, I don't throw it up in people's face because people get immediately scared if you say preacher. But sometimes it comes out in conversation. And she's always known. I started preaching when I was in high school. I mean, she's always known. I preached in the daycare when I was in the daycare, you know? And she mentions that sometimes, and she told me Friday she didn't believe in women preachers. And I was like, Lord, I would just have, the first thing I thought was, I'm going to have to quit talking about it. And then I said, no, I'm not. That's the devil's deal,
right.
Sister B. That's the devil's deal. Quit talking about it. Maybe your boss will like you more. Maybe she won't be so hard on you anymore. Maybe you can get on her good side if you just quit talking about it. But Sister B, that's what he called me to do.
Yeah.
I'm already at the King's Gate obeying the Lord.
Yeah.
Why would I want to get demoted just to please my boss?
Right.
I don't have to take Belshazzar's deal. He said, I'll give you gifts. I'll give you gold. I'll give you a lump of women. I'll give you concubines. I'll give you everything you want. But Sister B, I'll give you, but y'all, your boss will like you. You might get promoted. You might get a raise. If you just, but that's Belshazzar's deal, Sister B. We don't have to be in a vow under people working for the devil or anything else. We don't have to bend and bow. We don't have to take his deal.
Right.
We make a deal with the Lord.
Right.
And stay faithful. Sister
right.
Bina, I appreciate the Lord. And I know it's a little bit different. We don't have meaning, and sometimes it's a different spirit, but it's two or three gathered in His name.
Right.
Sister
right.
Bina, and we need some or we wouldn't be here.
Right.
And I hope that the message helped you. I know it was what the Lord laid on my heart. And I tell you what, sometimes I feel like I don't thank Him enough for messages and stuff because I couldn't do it without Him. So I certainly appreciate the Lord and I appreciate the church.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank the Lord for the word of God. You'll never make it without it. Praise the Lord. That's your daily food right there, the word of God. Amen. There's something wrong with the people that call. calls God's name and don't want the Word of God. There's something wrong with God's people that's done and changed the Word of God to suit what they want to hear, too.
That's right.
Did you know you can take a scripture and change one word of it, one word in it, and change the whole verse of scripture? You can change the whole verse of scripture, just change one word. If you change two or three words, you change the whole meaning of that verse. Sure enough, then that's the first thing the devil done in the Garden of Eden. One of the first things he done vocally, the Lord surely won't. You see, that's the first thing he done vocally. But let's keep pressing on. God's got bigger and better things. Just right over there inside the gate. Praise the Lord. Honestly, we just got to get right over there to the other side where he's at. We read this morning in the scripture Nehemiah where it said he's the one who made the heavens of heavens, made the earth and all that's in it. If we can just get to that place called heaven and get inside that gate, well, we'll be made at home. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Come back Wednesday night if you can. Good Lord willing, we'll be here. Big friend.
Thank you.